following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
Tribal Talk, featuring the Bear Woods Show, presented by Remax Cornerstone and Remax Cornerstone Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Now welcome the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Networks, Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie.
Well, it's only been 2 weeks, but it feels like it has been forever since we've been here at Wharf Casual Seafood for Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show. Good evening, everyone, and a happy Tuesday for everybody. I'm Gavin Baxley, joined by Mitch Petrie, and we've got an exciting show on tap for you here tonight. Coach Bear Woods, of course, will be joining us, along with John Hudson Wingard and Andrew Voiles, two of Wetumpka's standout wide receivers and tight ends over the course of this season. We'll get a good chance to talk with them. It's been an exciting couple of weeks for Wetumpka Athletics that we haven't been able to cover due to the football bye week. Did not have a show here a week ago, so we'll kind of give you a little bit of some insight on what all we missed. I know Mitch, volleyball had a couple of matches. I know they're also playing here tonight, so you can kind of recap that.
Yeah, so last week, volleyball had two area matchups, one against Stanhope Elmore on Tuesday night, which they won in a 3-0 sweep, so always good to see a win against Stanhope. And then Thursday, they traveled to Montgomery Academy. They lost 0-3 sets, but didn't lose a set by more than 5 points, so kept it close all the way throughout, battled all the way throughout. And then right now, actually, volleyball is currently participating in a tri-match over hosted by Pike Road High School, where they are facing off against Pike Road and faced off against Sylacauga. Their first game of the night was against Pike Road, where they lost in two sets. It was 25-23 for both of them.
Yeah, it's exciting for volleyball. They started off a little bit rocky, have kind of managed to find a little bit of a rhythm here, and they did fall short to Pike Road earlier, but I'm hoping that they can come out with a win against Sylacauga in that tri-match. And one of our friends out there in the Radio Alabama family of networks, hopefully we can get a win there over the Aggies. Been some other action as well. Cross country has had a couple of races over the Spain Park Invitational, and then they took on the Jesse Owens Classic this past weekend, and a strong performance for them in that one as well. 15 runners competed, 14 of them came away with new personal best. Bennett Williams had a 17:55, the first Wetumpka men's runner to be sub 18 since 2023. And this Indians team continuing to build up. Right now they've got a pretty good amount of guys here in the top 10 across their section. Right now with three runners in the top four, so hoping to be able to get a section championship there over the next month or so, trying to come away with that. Haven't had one since 2022. Hopefully they can get that done. Want to talk about our athletes of the week. We've had two since we were last on air, and so Mitch, you can tell us about that first one. It was Logan Fawcett.
Yeah, so Logan Fawcett was not this week, but the week before's athlete of the week following his performance against the Eufaula Tigers. He had 11 total tackles, 7 of those solo tackles, and another 2 tackles for loss, so really making his presence felt, of course, with the senior linebacker tandem between him and Walt Myrick. And then this week's First Community Bank athlete of the week is none other than Jesslyn Oliver. She was the first girl to run a sub 23 time since, I believe, what was it, 2022
or 2021?
2021. So yeah, first fastest time in 4 years for the Wetumpka girls cross country squad, and a well-deserved athlete of the week for her.
Right now she sits second in the section for 6A section 2, so a strong start for a freshman on that cross country team. A lot of things seeming to go well over there with Coach Holbert's program, and a lot of things are going to go well here tonight when we have our special guests on. Coach Bear will be on when we return. John Hudson Wingard and Andrew Voiles will join us when we come back. I want to remind you, at First Community Bank, it's more than banking, it's a relationship that lasts. From checking and savings to loans and mortgages, they're here for every stage of life. Local people, local decisions, and a commitment to community. First Community Bank, let's do life together. We'll be right back on Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
Power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Come to Collier.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. Or for a quote today.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
Need college credit fast? CAC's second mini term is here. These short courses start soon and let you catch up, get ahead, or stay on track all in just a few weeks. Choose from flexible options that fit your schedule and move closer to your degree. But hurry, classes are starting soon and spots go quickly. Visit cacc.edu today and get started with Central Alabama Community College's second mini term.
Precision Floor Care is your local experts for tile, grout, stone, brick, and concrete. From cleaning and sealing to full decorative finishes, they deliver precise results every time. Trust Brent Turner and the hometown team that cares about our community. Call Precision Floor Care today or visit callpfc.com. Gavin Baxley alongside Mitch Petrie, and now we're joined by the head ball coach, Coach Bear Woods. And it's been a little bit, Coach. I haven't had a chance to talk with you here. I guess simply, how was the bye week?
The bye week was great. We had three fantastic practices, an opportunity for the kids to really focus in on their grades coming to the end of the semester, get healthy, and then once again just be together and work on the corrections of Eufaula and just work on some areas of our program that we identified that needed further correction in terms of football.
When you go into a bye week, how do you kind of approach it? I know you just mentioned three practices, which sounds like less than what it would normally be, right? So how do you kind of balance trying to rest up the guys but also keeping focused trying to prepare for the next game?
Well, it seems like less, but that's the beautiful part about making it three. We actually just lengthened the practices, so it's the same amount of time, but the guys feel like they get less time, so you kind of win there. But with that being said, it's the time to get back to fundamentals, and we're able to, where our bye week falls, being six games in the year, mid-season, really able to identify the areas of our team in each phase of football that we need to work on. And we did those things, and there's still a focus even this week, moving forward, who we are. At this point, we know who we are as a football team, what our strengths are, where our weaknesses are, and then trying to refine those and work on the areas that are weak, for our program. And this is a new season for us. The way it lays out, we were here, we're in this position last year in terms of the region standings, where we are in the season, just overall record, and it is a new season for us. And with that is new opportunities for players who've been competing at our sub-varsity levels. You see guys have opportunities to play on Friday night or Thursday night this week that haven't played. They've been on sub-varsity putting in the work, and always competition in Wetumpka.
Yeah, absolutely, and we haven't had a chance to talk about it, so we'll kind of recap Eufaula a little bit. Charlie Skipper went out there, and it was a little bit of a mixed bag for him. He had a few turnovers there, had the pick six at the start, which a lot of times can kind of rattle a guy, but comes away with five touchdowns total, three passing, two rushing. What does that kind of say about his composure despite being a sophomore?
Well, you see the growth of it, and that's part of it where you're still at, you throw an interception. Well, guess what? The next series, you're still the quarterback for the Wetumpka Indians. You got to go back out there and play. But I think you can really see it in my evaluation, if I go back to Russell County for him, just specifically talking about him at that position, had some throws that weren't his best throws, and then just never really seemed to get out of that funk, if you will. And then this last game, it was not even slowed him down. Like, it didn't slow me down, no matter what a player does. We're on to the next play, hence win the moment, that whole deal. But it showed that he was able to handle it and didn't slow him down. And that was what I see. Whether he knows it or not, he's grown, as in that position.
Reminds me a little bit of the what's the Ted Lasso clip, right, about being a goldfish, right, just forgetting it right after it happens, right?
That's exactly right.
Then you had some other strong performers there on offense. Deion Floyd, 68 rushing yards, 32 receiving, and he came in relief of Jordan Hill there, who went down early on, and seemed like he was able to really fill in that running back slot when it was needed.
Absolutely. So Deion, I was looking at his total yards. I don't want to butcher it right now, but his total yards from punt returns, kick returns, receiving, running, he's about 600 yards, what he's done for our football team. But specifically about Deion, he is a junior on our football team. He's put in the time in the sub-varsity role the last 2 years. I even dressed him for a JV game the first start of the season because we just need him to get reps at different positions, and that's how you be at your best. But Deion is a dynamic player for us. He's been the standout since he's been at Wetumpka. On any JV game we've had, basically just give it to Deion. And now on Friday nights, he's reaping the hard work that he's put in for our program and sticking with it. He's a sophomore guy with incredible talent that still played JV for us. But a little bit about what I trust in Deion is I go back to last year's Macador game. We had the punt return that was setting up the game-winning drive. So the most crucial punt return of the season, Deion standing there on the sideline, I throw him in cold turkey because I trust him. He has a natural ability to catch the football, find the football, and he just ain't scared of nothing.
Yeah, and in talking about Deion Floyd, I think a big part of his game has been those punt returns. Had over, I think it was about 200 yards against Russell County on returns. Kind of, how has he worked on that ball carrier vision? That's something that I notice a lot when I watch him, both on punt returns and in the backfield.
I wish I had the answer to that. Once again, just some guys just have a knack for it, and our guys get excited to block for him. I think the more chaos, the better he is, you know. So he's just dynamic. I wish I could take credit for that, but I really can't. We work it now. I mean, every Thursday we go out there. I get the old arm dummy, and I'm lighting him up every time he catches the punt. We have a lot of fun. You know, I've talked trash to him all day Thursday because he knows what's coming. You know, I'm out there on the field with him, you know, as he's catching punts, putting it right, you know, hitting him up top of the head and trying to get the ball out. So we work those things. However, like I said, he's always been that player.
I have to ask you about the special teams situation here. There was a lot to talk about. For starters, I don't even want to get into the fancy part of this just yet, but Alex Smeland comes in and goes 4-for-4 on extra points there. Seems like there's a little bit more consistency right now in the kicking game, the practice kind of paying off a little bit.
Absolutely. It goes back to the competition and the environment that our players have created, which is, you know, we're a team. You need teammates to step up. I mean, Cyrus has strengths that Alex doesn't have, and then Alex has some that Cyrus doesn't have. But together, they make a great kicking tandem, and that's just, you know, they're supporting one another. It's not, oh, well, he's kicking now. That's not the mentality. It's like we're here to win, and we have genuine relationships on this football team to where Cyrus is just excited to have a teammate like Alex come in. But Alex, he practices. He works. I mean, I remember last year rolling him out there, and he was 95 pounds, I think, and putting it through the uprights. And once again, sub-varsity roles of, no, that guys who work hard get the opportunity. But I love the support, you know, system that the players have for one another. But Alex did tremendous. Jake Harden and Charlie holding the ball. And then Cyrus, I'm still confident to put him right back in as well.
Yeah. All right, now I have to ask about it. We saw at the end of the first half there, you force the punt, you get the ball there at, I believe it was the 32-yard line. You send the team out there for a free kick, which is something that I have not seen happen in my time calling high school games. I know most others have not really. It's a very rare play to see. So just kind of go into that a little bit.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if anyone really even knew what it was. I mean, but we work it for the last 3 years every Thursday. And once again, Dion's in that position to where you have to field the ball in the air. So we're looking at a Cyrus Bullock, a guy who has a big leg. And in my first year, we had Logan Wayall. So it's like, how many opportunities can we give him to kick the ball? But we work it, and the kids were excited for it, you know, and Cyrus had plenty of leg on it, just, you know, miss it off to the right a little bit. But once again, I think it really just shows the preparation of our program. There's not an opportunity that happens on a Friday night that we're not trying to figure out how can we win the game. And that was a unique one we don't get many opportunities to do, and our guys were ready for it. And I was excited we were able to, you know, show the guys that this is why we practice it for 4 years, but there's our one opportunity, and if it comes up again, we're going to make it.
Yeah, unfortunately did not go in, but I'll tell you that you got me typing away there on Google. I was making sure I knew exactly what was going on.
Well, I guess to explain it, so what it is, when we receive the kick, you know, Deion has to then go, I'll request a free kick, and then we line up for a kickoff, so everyone can kind of visualize that. We lined up for a kickoff, and all we got to do is kick it through the uprights, and we get 3 points, you know, and so that's what the free kick is.
And now I have saved the best for last here. Our PFC player of the game was John Hudson Wingard. 6 receptions, 197 yards, 3 touchdowns. Had the 2-point conversion catch as well in there. Just a really strong night from him.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You just said it. I mean, absolutely incredible. But he's been that every game. He's been that every practice. He's been that every 7-on-7. Every time he's on the field, that's just what he does. And to be consistent at it is what makes him a special player. And then what makes it really rewarding for us all to watch him is he's such a great teammate. He's such a great program guy. He is just that's the best compliment I can ever give a player is that he's a great teammate, and he does that, and it's fun to watch him. But his ability to catch the ball, endure first contact, and still get and run, I mean, it's, you know, the Lord bless him with size, and, man, he's a doggone good football player.
Now, in the post game, Mitch had an interview with you, and we talked about a complete game, and you said, well, no, we didn't have a complete game, but we were able to finish the game, right? So what was missing there to make it a complete game first?
So we talk about all three phases of football. So when we able to get a stop, I think in the second quarter, the offense, you know, wasn't able to go down and score points, but we got scored on, then our offense scored points. We were never able to stack all three phases or the special teams part. We had an opportunity to recover a ball on kickoff, and quite frankly, we didn't execute. The effort wasn't there to be able to do that. So trying to stack success, when we get a three and out offense to come out and score, or if Andrew Boyles gets a good punt down to the 10, we got to be able to keep them down there. So that's the complete game, is being able to do that throughout the game and not turn the ball over too. That's the other part. But the finish is what really matters.
Yeah.
You know, and to be able to come out the second half and the finish, and just, you know, thinking back on that day, that long day, you know, we hit the road early, bus broke down, then having a change in Express Fitness in Troy, and then the kids are getting there, we bump back kickoff, and then a whole lot of adversity that we talk about, which is the only guarantee in life, and our kids responded like we do, and we talk with positivity, and they figured it out, and they finished. Very proud of them for that.
Yeah, able to get the win against your former teammate there, and now a little bit of a shorter trip coming up these next 2 weeks with Percy Julian and then Park Crossing out at Crampton. But we'll talk about that when we come back. We'll also be joined by our PFC player of the game from a couple of weeks ago, John Hudson Wingard, and then later in the show, we'll have Andrew Voiles join us as well. Stay connected with Central Access. Get blazing fast internet starting at 300 megabits per second for just $59.99 a month. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access has you covered. Central Access, your local link to broadband. We'll be right back on Tribal Talk.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again, quickly, and safely. Close to home and with care you can count on, Coosa Valley Medical Center is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
Performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
Hey, I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Hungry for fresh, flavorful seafood? Come to Wharf Casual Seafood, your local spot for shrimp, crab claws, mahi-mahi, and all your coastal favorites. Looking for a budget-friendly bite? Check out our tasty lunch specials featuring wraps, salads, shrimp, and more. Wharf Casual Seafood, wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment. From 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries, an expert physical therapist administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems, let them rest on the best. Visit finishlinegaragefloors.com today.
Back to Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show, driven by Collier Ford, online at collierford.com.
Central Alabama Community College is building brighter futures right here at home. With affordable tuition, flexible programs, and campuses across the region, CAC helps students start strong and go far. Central Alabama Community College, central to you, central to your success. Gavin and Mitch, along with Coach Bear Woods, and now John Hudson Wingard, our Precision Floor Care player of the game against UFallen. You had a great night, John Hudson, and you've had a couple of great nights here as well. How's the season kind of feel like it's been rolling for you?
I think it's been going really good. With Skipper being young and everything, I love how he's throwing the ball, and he's rarely hesitant to make his reads, and if he has to, he'll run it too. I think he's just all-around great player. He's a great quarterback to lead us.
What has your relationship kind of been like with Charlie here? I know that's something that a lot of these receivers have kind of talked about over these shows, about trying to build that chemistry a little bit with the younger quarterback.
He's really easy to build character with. If he makes a bad pass, he'll admit to it, and he'll walk up to you and be like, "That's my fault. What can I do better about that?" It's really easy to just be friends with him. He's a great teammate all around.
Coach, we talked about his performance here a couple of weeks ago, but what has John Hudson kind of shown as a leader within the locker room?
Well, speaking of his relationship with Charlie, I knew things were going to be great. I can't remember what practice it was. I can't remember a whole lot, apparently. But I know when John Hudson was – Charlie was going to make a call, and Huddy was just on him all practice. "You got to speak up." "Nope, can't hear you. Can't hear you. Can't." And be just on him all practice. I'm like, yes, this is what a team's supposed to be. And then the other guys were in – I can't remember what practice that was, but I was like, yeah, things are going to go good because Charlie needs that, right? Like, we can't hear you. You got to lead and command the huddle. So they were giving him opportunities like that. And then, yeah, in terms of, like, Charlie, you know, passing the ball, I mean, you just throw it to John Hudson, right? This is pretty simple,
And John Hudson, I know that last year you went out early on in the season. You took essentially a year off there, had to kind of battle back a little bit. What was that process kind of like? And now how do you feel like you've been able to come back from that?
It was hard at first because the injury, I couldn't work out for a while, and it caused me to just be a little bit more hesitant coming back in because I was afraid of getting it hurt again. But the longer I've gone, I've realized if it gets hurt, it gets hurt, so I'm just playing my heart out.
Love to hear it. That's awesome. Coach, and you know, he talks about playing his heart out, right? But what has been your favorite thing about John Hudson here?
It's got to be a word that I said today to the team is consistency. I mean, he always works hard. He shows up. He's respectful. really, it's our acronyms of heart. And we talk about humility. He has that. Talking about Charlie more than he's talking about himself tonight. You know, the effort, he gives the effort regardless. His attitude is always on point. He's reliable on the field and off the field. And he's tough. I mean, he had every reason not to play football, right? Just any type of spinal scare of whatnot can, you know, make you make a different decision. But he has all those things that characterize heart. He'll be a guy that we talk about for a long time.
John Hudson, kind of talking about your performance at Eufaula. I mean, definitely a career day for you. You know, six receptions, three touchdowns, 197
yards. Touchdowns. Oh,
yeah. Let's go.
Kind of before that game, was there anything that going through your mind? Did it feel a little bit different kind of in your pregame warm-ups, or was it just business as usual for you?
It was just business. We had talked about it all week, how they were going to run man. And I went into the game just knowing I was just going to beat them off the ball.
Beat him off the ball, you did.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned the warm-ups there, and Coach told me I had permission here to correct yeah. him. You mentioned the trip to Eufaula. Did not have the bus breakdown in that one.
That's
that was
right.
Rehoboth.
That's what you're telling me.
Right, but I'll ask both of you, what is the process like, you know, dealing with that adversity a couple of weeks, or I guess now that was 3 weeks ago, and then you go into Eufaula, and you're finally able to kind of get back to the routine a little bit.
I love keeping routines so kids can stay consistent, like nothing changes for them, but things are going to happen. But John Hudson did remind me that at Eufaula, we did have we walked the field, we were able to see the field get there early. The guys had a charter bus thanks to the quarterback club, so everything was laid out, you know, for them to be at their best. I mean, what's your thoughts, Hoodie? You like all the bus breaking down, or do you like having a full walkthrough?
You like going into Planet Fitness before the games? Is that fun?
The bus breaking down, I mean, I felt like it just make everybody more locked in because they were just, we got to focus. Everybody was 100% in that game. But not having a breakdown, it just felt better because I was able to get my warm-up in and I was able to just completely focus, just walking the field with everybody.
It's not usually something that you have to really worry about, right, that the bus is going to break down and you're going to be stuck in Troy, Alabama. But glad we were able to have a normal pregame there and a strong performance in both of those games as well. But you talk about that adversity, but just the adversity that this team has dealt with as a whole. You start off with that 1-2 record. Now you've battled back here, putting together a couple of wins and carrying that through the bye week. Just what does that say about the resiliency of this team?
I think the understanding that we are getting better, right? We no doubt we had, you know, top 10 competition, and we just weren't quite there early in the year. We're just worried about practice today and then practice tomorrow, then just process oriented about each moment, and the guys believe that, understand that, and today was probably our best practice we've had all year, and I'm confident, especially going back to Eufaula. If you remember, Huddy, at the halftime when we came in and evaluated the first half, we had saw things happen during the week early in practice, and then later in the week at practice, you know, things were better, and then a tournament halftime at Eufaula. The second half will be like the second later part of practice than the week, is that the mistakes we made, we're going to correct them. And I think guys had an opportunity to see, yeah, it does work like that. You know, if you put in time and you make the corrections, and literally the interception Charlie threw, we had that in practice. And then the second half, he responds back. I mean, it's just those things. I think Huddy and the guys believe that, and they know. And once again, we enjoy being together too, so we're going to just keep rolling no matter what.
And John, on your end here, you know, I just heard Coach Bear talking about how you really were getting Charlie Skipper going early on in the season. So I imagine that you had a little bit of a message kind of for your guys after starting off a little bit slower than y'all would have hoped.
Well, as soon as that pick six happened, you could just feel the energy die down a little bit. And so the first thing I did was just walk over to Skip and make sure he was good. And then we went to under the tent, and you could tell everybody was just, their mood changed.
Yeah.
They just wanted revenge, and we came out, and it, you could tell.
Hopefully, didn't
completely different offense.
Hopefully, didn't rip him too hard, right?
No, I did not.
Well, John Hudson Wingard with us, Coach Bear Woods, along with Mitch Petrie. I want to look a little bit at this Percy Julian game coming up, Coach. Just your outlook on this team, what you're going to have to be ready for.
Percy has fantastic athletes. They got a big offensive line. They got some skilled players who can score at any point, on any play. And on the special team sides of it, they're kind of unpredictable. They run fakes. They'll kick the ball anywhere. We're going to be on our toes at all times in all three phases. But it's a game for us, you know, that really, we're looking for that complete game, like regardless of who the opponent is. But they do have some challenges for us to deal that we have to deal with on Thursday night, and we got a good game plan. The guys have, once again, a short week in terms of the how we prepared for Percy, but with the bye week, of course, we have a lot of time that we've gotten better, and our momentum is gained in practice, you know, and the guys believe in that, trust in that, but we got to take care of ourselves, play some Wetumpka football, and get ready for our first Thursday night game of the year. It is our first Thursday night game.
That's right.
Okay,
it is.
Good. I'm
yep.
good with that. All right.
you mentioned the shorter week, and yes, you did have the bye week, but is there any change in procedure when you have a Thursday game versus Friday?
Yeah, so we're going to kick off on Thursday instead of Friday.
Fair
so
enough.
That's what we're
going
to be doing if it all goes to plan.
Yep. Yeah. Fair enough. All right. Well, the Indians will take on Percy Julian this Thursday. Coach, appreciate you joining the show. John, if you don't mind sticking around with us, we're going to bring Andrew on here in just a few minutes. So we're going to take a break here when we come back. John Hudson-Winger to Andrew Voiles will take us the rest of the way. Gavin and Mitch here on Tribal Talk featuring the Bear Woods Show.
All right.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Looking for power, performance, and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. Whether it's the legendary Ford F-150 built to tackle any job, the bold and capable Ford Bronco built for the trails, or the versatile Bronco Sport perfect for every road trip, Collier Ford has the right ride for you. Proudly serving the River Region since 1952, we're here to keep you on the road.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment. Protecting people, property, and progress.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again, quickly, and safely. Close to home and with care you can count on, Coosa Valley Medical Center is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
Thank you.
I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. I know buying or selling a home is a big decision, and that's why I treat every client like family. Whether it's your first home, your forever home, or anything in between, I'll make the process as smooth as possible. I'm Beverly Wright at RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, here to serve you.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Wetumpka Indians stay connected thanks to Central Access. Reliable, affordable, and delivered straight to your door. Central Access, your local link to broadband. Online at centralaccess.com.
Wharf Casual Seafood is always fresh, fast, and delicious. Wharf Casual Seafood in Wetumpka has something for everyone, from shrimp and fish to po' boys and salads. Enjoy coastal flavor right here at home. Dine in or take out today. Wharf Casual Seafood, where fresh seafood meets family-friendly dining. The Wetumpka Sports Network is proud to be fed by Wharf Casual Seafood, and fed by them we were, by the way. Once again, had the fried shrimp, and I appreciate that we've kind of been here long enough now that I go up there and they're like, okay, you want the fried shrimp, right? And they've kind of got it down. Mitch, you had the fried shrimp also. I know you guys came a little bit early and got yourselves something. What'd y'all get?
I got the wharf cakes.
I got the shrimp po' boy.
Oh, that's it. Those are both pretty good. I've had both of those as well. So, Gavin Baxley, Mitch Petrie, we've got John Hudson-Wingard still with us. Andrew Voiles, you're joining us now, man, and I appreciate you being on. And you've been on the varsity team for quite some time now. Served as a punter since your sophomore season, been the wide receiver there as well, and you've had some strong performances over your years. Just kind of talk about your experience with this Wetumpka football team and your growth as a player.
Well, honestly, football has been a blessing to me, honestly, because I play basketball as well.
Right.
And football makes me a better person as a man, because Coach Bear preaches being humble, being when you get in adversity, you know what to do when the adversity hits. All just the little things. The little things are what matter the most in football, anything you do in life.
I do want to get into the basketball conversation. I'm gonna put that on hold here for just a little bit. But you guys being teammates with each other, what's the relationship between you two and how you guys try to kind of lead in the locker room?
Well, we both just, since we're both receivers, receiver core, we always just try to encourage everybody there. When we're in the locker room, we try to make everybody be locked in and be focused. If we're in game day or if we're about to go practice,
piggyback off what he said, so when we're doing drills, if anybody drops a ball or anything, we make sure they do push-ups, all the little things, and those little things matter, though, honestly, because when they do push-ups, they don't want to drop a ball anymore. And if we drop a ball, John Hudson's gonna be one to keep me accountable. And then I'm going to keep him accountable. So it's just going to make a better overall, our receiver group overall in total.
Well, Coach Bear talked about John Hudson kind of being a motivator there for Skipper, especially on your end, Andrew, having a new quarterback. And you've gone through three different quarterbacks now over your time. How do you kind of adjust to different quarterbacks and try and work with different play styles as well?
Well, all the quarterbacks were different, honestly. They all had different abilities. They all had different mentalities. Like, Charlie is just different, honestly, because he can run the ball, he can throw the ball, and then he's never going to get too down on himself. Like, there's a lot of people that get down on themselves. He's never that type of person, but when he does make a mistake, we're always there to pick him up. And when we pick him up, he's always ready to go the next play, and his mindset's really good.
Well, let me ask you, Andrew, you've been a part of a lot of different trick plays has been a big thing for you. So I'm wondering what your favorite memories or favorite play that you've ran over your time here, because I know you've had a lot of exciting ones.
Most definitely the Stanhope game when I caught the ball behind the scrimmage, and I threw the ball to him, actually,
yeah,
John Huston,
right.
And I got absolutely killed when I threw the ball, landed on the ground. I look up, and he scored. I'm over here, hands up in the air, start cheering. It was a great experience.
And we're wide open there, too. I do remember that one. That was a lot of fun. Excited to see what else maybe comes out of that. I know Coach Bear's got a few more up his sleeve here over the course of the season. He's nodding his head over there, so I'm expecting something. But I do want to ask you guys about basketball as well. You both have spent some time on the basketball team. What has that experience been like with Coach Thomas, who is somewhat involved with the football team as well? I know that he's kind of building this program up over the last few years.
Well, I knew Coach Thomas before he came to Wetumpka. He knew my family and everything, so I expected him to come in and have his way and just do what he wanted to do with the team, and he's done that. He's an all-around great coach. He puts in plays for us. He tries to have a little bit of fun, too, so that it's not just all everybody's down. And it's been a great time with him being here.
I love Coach Thomas. He's a great coach, and him being on the football field helps him, honestly, because Coach Bear, everything Coach Bear says about the mentality, having heart, he brings into the basketball. And because not all basketball players play football, and they need that kind of mentality, having heart, never giving up, those kind of things. And Coach Thomas, he is a great coach, honestly.
Yeah, kind of bouncing back to football a little bit. We've asked every player who's come on the show so far this season their favorite memories with Coach Bear, and I feel like you guys might have some good answers, seeing that your freshman year was also Coach Bear's first year. You know, kind of talk about maybe some of your favorite memories and what it's been like to grow together over the last 4 years.
You need to go first. You've been here for 4 years.
Well, my favorite memory, it doesn't have anything to do with football, but it's when I'm shooting in the gym. And he comes in there, and he always thinks he can beat me. My freshman year, he beat me in a shooting competition. I'm going to be honest on that.
Oh, wow.
But my sophomore year, I beat him. He's never challenged me again after that. I will say that.
I think we need to get that going again, right? Oh, Coach says tomorrow morning, so we're gonna find out. You'll have to tell us what happens, and we're going to talk about it on the air now, so the stakes are high here. So, John Hudson.
For me, it was the first year I came to play football was sophomore year, and just Coach, he was the one to convince me. I was at basketball tryouts, and Andrew's like, you know what, you should go talk to Coach Bear. So I went over and we talked, and then I just remember the first real event that we did was a lock-in.
Yeah,
and that was great. It's the first time I've ever been part of something like that, just everybody being there, and I can't really describe it. It was just really fun.
And what have those lock-ins been like? Because I want to ask both of y'all this, because that's been kind of a tradition now for this team to always have that end-of-summer lock-in that I know that y'all seem to enjoy.
Well, we didn't really do one this year. There was a certain reason. I couldn't remember why. But even though we didn't do it, he still found another event for us to do. He took us out to paintball. We did
a senior trip.
So I like that he tries to have fun stuff on top of football, because it just goes back to a saying, it's not about football, but it's everything about football.
Yeah. Andrew?
Yeah, those lock-ins are super fun. They're very fun. You get to hang out with your teammates, and they're basically your brothers, because you're about to go and the games, like, it's about to be war, and you need that chemistry to go in the war with somebody, so you know you can lean on a brother if you're making a mistake, all those little things. And like this year, we didn't have a lock-in, but we went to the lake. All the seniors did. We all had fun. It's just having fun, basically, like on the football field, having fun.
Another question that we always try to ask the players is what you guys like to do to hang out in your free time. Obviously, you have the team-organized events there, but, you know, you have the bye week last week. Do you guys get to maybe do anything with each other?
Sometimes. I mean, a lot of people have their select groups, and they'll go hang out in those, but most of those groups are part of the football team together.
Yeah.
I mean, over the summer, we, as a receiver corps, would sometimes just go and do things. We would go, or one time we went to Waffle House and just went over plays,
yeah,
just to help build more chemistry.
Yeah, we the receivers, we all We tend to go out to eat sometimes, review plays, and like learning our formations, because at the start we had a new OC. Right. We didn't know the formations like we were supposed to. And I was like, well, we were like, let's just go to Waffle House, get the playbook, and let's learn them. And we would just go to eat at San Marcos. We'd go to Waffle House. We just go eat, basically.
And I do want to ask, I'm going to let Mitch ask a question here as well, but different offensive coordinators that y'all have kind of had to transition through, and now with Coach Dawkins, what was that transition like and just your relationship with him?
It's another one where I also knew Coach Dawkins before he came here. And so I came in, and he was just really inclusive. I mean, I'd only been back for a couple of days, or a day really, and he was already trying to get me some like starting reps just to get me back used to playing again. And I like his play calls. They really aren't too complicated to learn.
Andrew?
He's a great OC. He's funny when he needs to be funny. He's harsh when he needs to be harsh, and he's a great OC. He knows what he's doing. He has help behind him, and he's just a great OC.
Fair enough. That's an easy answer there, Mitch.
As kind of the two senior guys in the wide receiver room, how do you go about, you know, teaching the younger guys the Wetumpka way and kind of instilling the values that Coach Bear has instilled in you guys and making sure it gets passed on to these younger guys?
Well, Coach Bear always talks about heart. So we try to make sure that, especially the ones like Caleb, Dion, the ones that are technically younger than us but still on the varsity roster, we try to make sure that they have just a little bit of that. And then if they have a little bit of that, then it gets passed down to the younger kids and younger, and it just keeps going down.
Yeah, and like Coach Bear, he's a great coach. And with the receiver group is there's some people – that me and John work out together, and then we'll bring some of the receivers in our group, because we work out hard,
yeah,
and we get them a part of us. And when they start working out with us, their mentality changes. Like, they become a whole new person. And it's just like being a leader, basically. Just us two just leading on Caleb, Dion, Jordan Hill, all those players. And they listen to us, and if they get better and just the little things, basically.
And Andrew, you play more than just wide receiver. We haven't really touched on you punting, but you've been doing it for the last 3 years. And we talked before we went on about how much better you have gotten in that position over the last few years. So what has that learning curve kind of been like? Because I know you were kind of just thrown into that going into your sophomore season.
It was a challenge because I've never punted before, and I got asked to punt. I was like, I'll try it, and I ended up working out for me. It was a lot of technique. It's a lot of fundamentals to it, and you gotta have the right steps. Gotta know when to kick the ball, because when the defense is coming at you full speed, you gotta be ready to kick the ball. Like, it's the blocking a punt is one of the worst things that can happen to you on the football field, and you gotta be prepared to kick the ball. So yeah.
I want to ask you guys one more thing here, and this is a bit of a simple question, but you guys do a lot of different activities in practice, right? You have all kinds of different drills. Favorite drill that you guys do in practice?
Gotta be the two-on-twos, when it's two receivers, and then we just go up against the defense. It's fun because me and Andrew go together, because normally we play on the same side of the ball, like, if we're lined up on the right, we're both on the right. So us going together just helps us play better when we get to the game. And that's really just my favorite drill.
My favorite drill is when we do perimeter blocking. I like doing perimeter blocking because it brings a lot of energy. Like, the energy is like here, and then it goes up here once you get that perimeter block in and you make good blocks, or the defense does a good play, and the next play you got to get up and you got to make a better block, those kind of things. So, yeah.
Well, guys, really appreciate you joining us here tonight, and excited to see what's to come. A big matchup here this Thursday against Percy Julian. I know you guys are going to kill it in that one. Guys, thanks for joining me. John Hudson Wingard and Andrew Voiles wrapping up with us. When we come back, we'll wrap up tonight's edition of Tribal Talk on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Come on, come to Collier. Head over to Collier Ford on US 231 or visit CollierFordInc.com today and drive home your new Ford for less. We'll be right back.
Performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on. Come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Come on, come to Collier.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
When your job depends on quality building materials, depend on Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. From framing lumber and roofing to concrete, drywall, and fasteners, we've got the materials to build it right and build it strong. Whether you're a contractor or a do-it-yourselfer, if you're building, you belong here with dependable products and local service you can trust. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply is your go-to source for building materials.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
The Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is built by Russell DeWitt Center. From key cutting and propane refills to contractor services and expert advice for your next project, turn to Russell DeWitt Center in Wetumpka.
Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best. RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Coming up in Indiana's athletics this week, volleyball's got a busy one. They're playing against Sylacauga right now in a tri-match, and they are also going to play at Trinity on Thursday in another tri-match. This one will feature Trinity and Alabama Christian Academy as well. The Indians cross-country team will travel back up to Lineville, Alabama to race in the Volunteer Fall Classic. Stay tuned for that one. And then flag football will be at home, their only home game of the season, against Brubaker Tech next Tuesday. And we are excited to see what they've got in their first and only home matchup.
Yeah, fun slate for Indians Athletics. And, of course, Wetumpka football taking on Percy Julian this Thursday night. Not Friday, this Thursday night at Crampton Bowl in Montgomery against the Percy Julian Phoenix. Mitch, that one's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Always fun when you can play in a really built-out, fleshed-out stadium like the Crampton Bowl. And, of course, I'm sure the team is excited to maybe have a road game that's not over an hour away, just right up 231 and right down the road. It's a bang-bang road trip for the team, and I'm sure they're excited to have a shorter drive this week.
Going to be exciting and not a far drive for anybody. here, thank goodness. Tired of the long road trip, so we get a little bit of a shorter one here. But we will be back on the air this Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. for our REMAX Cornerstone pregame show, and then kickoff at 7 p.m. on Thursday against Percy Julian. We'll be back here at Wharf Casual Seafood next Tuesday and every Tuesday until the end of football season, and we appreciate Wharf Casual Seafood for having us. Whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Baptist Ortho now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Visit online at baptisthealth.org. For Gavin Baxley and Mitch Petrie, we'll see you on Thursday night at 6:30 p.m. for Wetumpka and Percy Julian on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network, home of the Wetumpka Indians. Presented by REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Central Alabama Community College, and the City of Wetumpka. Sponsored in part by Collier Ford, Central Alabama Community College, REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus, Baptist Health, and Baptist Ortho Now. The City of Wetumpka, Central Access, Russell DeWitt Center, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagen, Wharf Casual Seafood, First Community Bank, Montgomery Fire Equipment Company, CAC Adult Learning, and Precision Floor Care. The Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network is a product of Radio Alabama Sports and Radio Alabama. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.